Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Nairobi County saw over 3,000 new HIV infections last year, contributing to a 19% national rise, primarily affecting youth. Separately, police used tear gas to disperse clashing political factions at a church event attended by Rigathi Gachagua in Kariobangi. The EACC is set to prosecute 12 individuals over alleged misuse of more than 1.6 billion Kenyan shillings, while UFA works to return 106 billion Kenyan shillings in unclaimed assets. The Senate Task Force will extend its work on over 80 billion Kenyan shillings in county pension arrears. Meanwhile, former Senator Gloria Orwoba alleged 300 billion Kenyan shillings was used for voter suppression, a concern echoed by Fred Matiang'i and Martha Karua, who criticized cheap leadership choices amidst bribery claims. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are contesting in the ongoing by-elections, sparking calls for urgent reforms to ensure fair participation. Meanwhile, the Emberi North by-election saw chaos and accusations of voter bribery. The IEBC is confirming winners across contested areas.
In business,
Parliament to discuss tea pricing as a report on tea bonuses is tabled. Meanwhile, authorities seized 50 million shillings counterfeit socks in Gikomba, arresting a Chinese national in a pre-holiday crackdown.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.